Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. North Korea is a threat to the United States, but to Israel as well. That's the headline. In a moment, Colonel Bob McGinnis will join me to give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We've got to deal with this North Korean situation. I want to know, is that a real threat or bravado?
No, it's a real threat, Jimmy. They have a very large inventory of ballistic missiles that are increasing in their capability both for the region and against us, given that they've tested two intercontinental ballistic missiles in July. And then, of course, they've done five tests of nuclear devices, and based upon the most recent report from the Defense Intelligence Agency that was in the Washington Post, they think that they have up to 60 different devices. Put them on a ballistic missile and fire them in our direction.
Do you think this is going to go away?
I think that we will find a solution, a near-term solution, but this ugliness may crop up again if, in fact, we prove to find that they continue their program. Make no mistake, the Iranians in Tehran are watching what's happening with North Korea. So if we fail with North Korea, Iran's going to take advantage of it. If we succeed, then perhaps the agreement of 2015 with Iran will have some substance, because the Iranians were laughing at us the other day when we said we want to inspect some suspect sites. And I suspect the Iranians are far more sophisticated than the North Koreans, and therefore they don't have to openly test their nuclear devices to ensure that they actually will function. Both nations are on our radar, and we have to figure out how we can do things smartly and save lives both here and there.
Colonel Bob McGinnis at the Pentagon with insight into the threat of North Korea to the United States and to the state of Israel as well. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. There is intense rhetoric going on now between the United States and North Korea. And as this rhetoric ratchets up, there is a chance for a major war, possibly a nuclear war. The North Korean focus is on the United States. However, Israel is on high alert because of this North Korean crisis. Remember, President George W. Bush warned of the evil axis. That was referring to North Korea, Iran, and Syria. That alignment is still in play today. Iran is in Syria at Israel's northern border, and the Iranian-North Korean connection is as good as it has ever been. If the United States should cave on the North Korean threat, Iran will ignore the United States and go after Israel. That's Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...